Bowdoin. Overall, crime has gone down in Bowdoin, according to Staff Sergeant Warren Wright, commander of the Olds RCMP, which includes Bowdoin in its detachment area. Wright gave that message as he presented the latest crime stats for Bowdoin during a recent town council meeting. He said the detachment received 62 complaints from Bowdoin during the period from October 1 to December 31 as opposed to 73 previously. He said last fall, Olds RCMP received a total of 8 persons-related crime complaints, 4 harassment complaints and 4 assault complaints. In Bowdoin, 50% of the 16 reported for the detachment area. I can't say it's related to people getting tired of the second year of COVID, I can't say that. But I can just say that sometimes it's a combination of new people or just people that have been around that just sort of come to conflict, he said. There is no person's crime wave going on in Bowdoin, I can assure you. Wright noted that one responsibility of RCMP is to monitor people who are on court-ordered supervision and release conditions. That's not a problem in Bowdoin, he indicated. With regards to crime reduction, habitual offender management, we just don't have anybody currently in town under conditions for us to monitor, which is good, absolutely, Wright said. A town hall on Bowdoin crime, held at the Friendship Center in January, attracted 8 people. Wright said he was pleased with that turnout, that it was very well attended. That sparked some laughter among councillors, but Wright stood by that comment. He said due to COVID restrictions, organizers had looked at holding it online, but there were concerns about how many people would join that way. Fortunately, I believe we had 4 residents. We had 4 elected officials and I thought we had a great conversation for an hour and 45 minutes with respect to some of the things that are going on, he said. Well, in my little report here it just said I really felt bad that there was not that many in attendance and I think reflected badly on the town, I thought. That's just my personal opinion, Town of Bowdoin Mayor Rob Stewart said. I was happy with the people that turned up. I mean, even though there were some elected officials there, they're still residents, so it counts, right, Wright replied, sparking light laughter. Wright urged councillors to send him their annual list of policing priorities for 2022-23 as soon as possible so he can organize that for April 1, the beginning of the RCMP's fiscal year. He noted that last year's policing priorities in Bowdoin were crime reduction initiatives, habitual offender management, curfew and compliance checks, followed by community engagement and visibility and traffic safety. It's completely up to mayor and council as to whether or not you'd like to keep those the same or you'd like to change them up. Whatever you like, he said. Restorative Justice Ide Wright confirmed his goal to bring the Restorative Justice Program to Bowdoin. Under restorative justice, victims and offenders meet with the help of facilitators to hammer out a solution for what has happened. He said he would discuss that possibility with Bowdoin Chief Administrative Officer Greg Scothheim in the near future. Staff Sergeant Warren Wright told a January 26 meeting on crime in Bowdoin that there are plans afoot to help the local Youth Justice Committee publicize the program this spring. He said one strategy is to make a presentation before Olds Town Council sometime in March. Another is to undertake a publicity campaign in the local news media. Yet another is to promote the program via the Olds and District Chamber of Commerce. Restorative justice, sometimes called alternative dispute resolution, is a way to avoid putting people, primarily youth, through the justice system when they're alleged to have committed crimes. Wright said they have to be truly sorry for their action. They meet with the victims of the crime and an alternative to punishment through the justice system is worked out, a certain number of hours of community service, for example. I know things were kind of stagnant for a while, but we're really trying to fire that up, because there's such a strong push by the province, by the RCMP, to have restorative justice stuff going again, Wright said. We're just trying to divert people and make it more grassroots, community-based. He said just because the committee's name has the word Olds in it, doesn't mean it won't deal with situations in Bowdoin as well. Wright repeated a vow he made during the crime town hall to be more visible in Bowdoin this year.